Tricks UK offers the ultimate VIP package for wrestling card collectors, For just $19.99 per month, you get 40 pounds of whatnot discount codes, entry to a monthly giveaway with epic prizes, entry to an exclusive VIP-only free break, and free grading from MGC, and so much more, dig it? Message the team on Instagram for more details. Ooh, yeah!
And now, presenting from across the pond, it's the Squared Circle Relics Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to show 48 of the Squared Circle Relics Podcast. I'm your president, David Lloyd, here with Chris and Jamie, as per the norm. It's getting to be the norm now, with us three being on this show together.
Trio.
Lovely. But also, we have a special guest with us today, the most specialist of all guests. The fact is, we have got not only our sponsor, but also our partner as well. Chris from Cartrix is on the show. Chris, how are you doing?
Partner in life. Yeah, I'm great. Thank you, Lloydy. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Living life to the extreme at the minute. No, just trying to get through day to day with work at the minute, to be honest. I'd be very, very open and honest about that. It's fun and games. So this is going to be interesting because we have Chris from Cartrix and we have Chris from the show. So Southern Chris, how are you?
I'm all right. Can't complain. No, yeah. I'm good, thank you. Jamie, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, bud. Yeah, shingles have now all cleared up. I'm back on the mend. Went back to the office today for the first time.
We didn't say on the show that you actually had shingles. So
no,
You've just told
the medieval disease
there.
That is shingles.
You'll have gout next.
Oh, I hope not. Gee, but everyone was coughing and spluttering in the office today. I thought, oh, this is great. You know, just stay at home, Jesus. But I was going to ask you, Chris, Northern Chris, actually, Cartrix Chris. When did you get
Chris.
Back home from the Northeast? Were you up there all weekend, or were you there just breaking last week?
We got back late Saturday night. We went up early Friday, did a few things up there, and then obviously we did a break from Superpower Toys. And then, we headed back Saturday night. We got back late. We had a questionable curry, me and the lad did, when we get back. Which kind of helped in writing us both off for the next 48 hours. I think that's partly to blame for my current state. It's been busy ever since we've got back. Obviously, we have to wait for all the prizes that you guys received. Actually, two of you three guys both won prizes on the Friday night show. So, prize of ring in the chat. So we have to wait for them to get shipped back and then get all them packed, and obviously we're launching a second channel as we speak, actually. So it's been all systems go since we got back.
I do a busy old weekend then.
Well, I do have a theory of why that you got ill. You were far too close to Hartlepool. Monkey
that
hangers.
That could be a contributing factor for sure.
Never mind. So the first part of it, we normally talk about what we've been watching, right? So I think there's quite a lot to unpack over the last week and a half or so.
A little bit.
So I've got to give some context. Let's talk about AEW first. Let's talk about the worst, the bad, and then we'll talk about the good. Because otherwise, it just leave a sour taste in our mouths.
Not a lot of it.
Yeah. So AEW. So let's just give some backstory to this for the people who are not aware of what's gone on. So CM Punk, and everyone should know who CM Punk is. I'd imagine if you're listening to this, you know who CM Punk is. He was on a show with a guy called Ariel Harwani, and he was discussing his time at AEW. The good, the bad, and the ugly, as much as he could do. He couldn't talk about Brawl Out because of the NDA, but he did speak about All In. He gave his views about what happened at All In, and the I wouldn't say the backlash from AEW, but the actions from AEW have been very questionable. So they did a segment on last week's Dynamite where they, the Young Bucks, showed footage of the incident that happened in London and All In. Now, this is where basically CM Punk, come on, like, for a better term, he tried to batter Jungle Boy, right? Let's use the English terms for it. He tried to batter him. As he said, as CM Punk said, oh, I just choked him a little. They showed the footage. They tried to make it into an angle where they basically said, well, you know, the person who started all of this is in league with FTR, so it must be FTR. It was really terrible kind of link that is just not, it hasn't gone down well. It's come across as petty. It's come across as Tony Khan-led. It hasn't gone down well. So this is where thoughts. So, I mean, Southern Chris, you're about to say something. So go on, mate.
All I was going to say is, like, even your biggest mark isn't going to believe that FTR had anything to do with it, are they? But my thoughts on it all are, like, I actually think CM Punk came out of this looking the best out of everybody. I know that he obviously does start the fight and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think his stock rises. I think to a degree, Jack Perry's does as well.
100%,
I think the only person that this makes look bad is Tony Khan, which realistically he really doesn't need, does he?
He looks like a manipulative ex, doesn't he? It's almost like those crazy partners that you hear of people having where they're like threatening to release their moves afterwards. all this craziness. And I know he's been interviewed. I heard about an interview that he had yesterday, I believe, where he was asked whether he regrets releasing the footage now. And he answered it all in kayfabe, how he felt that the Young Bucks were justified to show it because of it was FTR put them off the win, and he just stayed in kayfabe the whole time, which I think just shows his childish mentality to the whole situation. I think he embarrassed himself and the company completely, in my opinion.
I think with it as well, like you said about Jack Perry there, Chris, that I think his stock does rise. He was at the New Japan show in Chicago last weekend, and like he was. Because it was Chicago, he had the Chicago flag. He played up, like everything was like, and you think actually his stock is rising massively. And I think there was a concern last week that actually could you end up baby facing Jack Perry as a result of this footage, but that doesn't look like it's going to be the case. I will say as well,
when you just talking about Jack, I still don't understand why he got punished so severely as he has done. Like the dude was doing his hair. He basically got beaten up while he was doing his hair. Like, granted, he probably has antagonized the shit out of CM Punk in front of Tony Khan. Tony Khan, his favorite toy was CM Punk. That's why it's probably happened. But come on. Like, he's been banished for over like 8 fucking months, for Christ's sakes. What?
You know, in long term, do you think we're going to get edits of this? You know, like how in Star Wars, like it's Han shot first and Greedo and things. Do you think we'll eventually get an edit of this where like Jack Perry does strike first or CM Punk strikes first and it'll be edited? It'll be closer and closer together and then we won't know what the original footage was.
The director's cut. All in the director's cut.
I think with all Jack the copyright first. I'll be very surprised if we see the footage in any form again. I believe they breached a lot of UK GDPR laws, didn't they? Because it's
CCTV
from the UK. So I'll be shocked. I'm shocked that they didn't know that beforehand with them having businesses in the UK as well. But that just shows how his blinkers are on. He's just Supermark, isn't he? I love CM Punk. Yeah, he's just bitter and vengeful now, I think. It would be his downfall.
A couple of notes that I had on it that you guys have, I wouldn't say haven't touched on, but there's just a bit more. And that's one, I mean, I've called Tony Khan a wet mark on this show.
So keep many, happens
from
so
day many, one, I think. Yeah,
so many times from day one, right? I am definitely still in that camp. But what I would say is, and this is no defense of Tony Khan, we've always wanted to see that footage. We've all kind of craved to see that footage. Even when we were there, I remember us three talking to each other, going, "Something's happened backstage. Oh, I can't wait. We're never going to see this." And the fact that we saw it is kind of like what we actually wanted. So I'm glad in some respects we did, but obviously it's very petty of how it all happened. Oh. So ultimately, apples and oranges.
I think it does draw a line under it, though, doesn't it? It's like, actually, the Punk chapter is closed. He's moved on. Yeah. He's out of AEW. We've all seen it. We can just move away from it. I think that should be the point now. We should just bury CM Punk in AEW.
That is the only, slight bit of icing for them now with regard, it's out there now. People are never going to, say, we want to see this again. You know what I mean? It's done. No. It's underlined it. It's done. Good. Now move forward. Don't harp on about it. But I would say that the people who I do think come out of this well are, one, Samoa Joe, and two, Paul Turner. Them dragging Jack away. I am a massive Samoa Joe mark right now. Honestly, I have turned the tide, man. Samoa Joe. That's what I would have done in that situation. I would have got that guy out of the way of harm. And that's just who I am. And I would have done that. What's given me the ick is Hook just standing there doing nothing. Doesn't move. He's a fucking tree. Fair play. His dad came in. His dad must have heard something that's happening. And he see on the end of the video, Taz is storming in. But Hook, I was gearing up to get a Hook PC. Not fucking now. I'm dumping all of my Hook stuff.
No.
Not for me. So it's weird. I like the peripheral characters, and I think a lot of people haven't really talked about the peripheral characters, like Chris Hero going
stropping,
going to pull his hair out. Jerry Lynn pulling CM Punk away as well.
Yeah.
I think these peripheral
the
characters.
Thing about that is- Oh, sorry.
Go on, sorry, mate.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, go on.
I was going to say, the worst thing about that is they actually had Hook booked as a credible matchup for Samoa Joe not so many weeks back.
Yep. Yeah.
And now that you've seen their characters backstage, it just makes that booking look even more laughable, doesn't it?
Yep.
I think he's more concerned about possibly messing his hair up than protecting a co-worker, for example.
I don't know whether it's a generational thing or like that. I'm surprised that he did nothing. There was no sense of urgency from him at all. He literally puts the belt down and then still does nothing. So
I will back Hook up a little bit though. He did just go for a windscreen though, not 5 minutes beforehand. So he may have been a lot of pain.
I'll put him through another fucking windscreen if he don't fucking buck his ideas up. I'll tell him that now.
Real glass.
But no, I think it's really strange. I hold my hand up. I've done a complete 180 on Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe for life. I've got a few cards coming from him as well into my PC. Happy days. Well done, Samoa Joe. Love it. Long may your reign continue. Long. Let's just talk about a bit of WWE. I think the good side of wrestling right now. It still baffles me that WWE are just red hot. We've gone 180 again on AEW is in the shitter. WWE is the best thing on the planet right now. And fair play to them. Yeah. They've earned it, basically.
From a situation which could have been their complete downfall, bear in mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like it's just been... Do you know what I mean? Plain sailing for them. Amongst the biggest scandal, aside from the Benoit thing, probably in the history of wrestling.
Yeah.
And it just seems to have galvanized them. And it's incredible time to be a wrestling fan.
I think what amazed me last week, they were saying about Raw, that Raw started at like 1.8 million views in the US. It kept creeping up to 3 million and then stayed around 3 million for the whole show. And that hasn't been seen like in the figures for years. Like I think the last time was like over a decade ago.
Wow.
So it's like, it does prove that people were actually showing interest and now are buying into it. So yeah, it's really good. It's really cool to see.
And they have good storylines and they have... I wouldn't say amazing wrestling, but it's watchable. But it's all been great. It's all been really, really good. I mean, obviously, a couple of points to talk about. We could talk about SmackDown the previous week. The new Bloodline, basically. Bloodline 2.0 with Tama Tonga coming into the fold. My Libra for life. I'm actually more excited about this development of the Bloodline than I have been through the whole reign of the Bloodline. So
it's really cool.
I really think it's going to end up with obviously the Rock being he's going to be like the chief. It'll be solo under him and
Tama Tonga. Is it going to be one side?
And yeah, exactly.
The other side,
and
yeah.
The other Bloodline will reunite and they'll have a fight. Yeah,
war games, isn't it? We're heading for war games.
Chris from Cartrix. I 100% agree with that. War games. Really? Bloodline war games. Yeah. In September?
It's around.
It'll be Survivor Series. Survivor Series.
Yeah. Oh, Survivor Series. November, yes. The one thing about that, though, is like, isn't Roman sorting out his leukemia again? I don't know. I think he's... Yeah, I heard
they're both on time off, aren't they? The Rock's on time off. Yeah, Roman's on time off. Yeah. They're all kind of on a bit of a break, aren't they? So again, it does mean that they can come back though, and you can then heat up the heel Bloodline and then build up post SummerSlam, can't you? So
I can't wait. It's good, and it's the kick that Solo needed as well. Now
he was amazing on SmackDown. Yeah, really good on SmackDown.
I did find it weird. He was like, "Winning counts," and he's like 23-0 this year.
Yeah.
But never mind. We'll flip over to Raw. Obviously, Rhea vacating is horrific. We don't want to see her lose the title like that. Massive shame. Any thoughts from you guys about it?
I don't know how long she's going to be out for. They haven't sort of said, have they? They've just said she's vacated. So I hope it ain't going to be too long. But it sounds like quite a nasty injury to the shoulder, doesn't it? So it might be some time, but we'll see.
I'd imagine it's quite serious, but I think she's kind of that level like Roman, that if she needed to take a little bit of time off, they'd book around it because she's such an integral part of Raw, isn't she? She's featured in probably about 4 or 5 segments every week. And so I think if they could skirt around it and just keep her in a talking position on TV, they would, which the fact we're having her relinquish the title suggests that it's probably a lot more serious than they'll make public.
Yeah, shame. It really is a shame, but these things happen. And another bit of bad news: the new tag titles.
They look like rims.
the good fella pizza titles.
Like every time that they bring out a new tag title, we all moan about it. Like it's just inevitable at this point. I don't know what they can do to make a good tag title. I love the tag team division. I think it's always been one of my favorites since I was a kid. But the title since the original, you know, the 80s tag belts that were really cool. I love those belts. But since then, they've just been horrible.
I think my favourite meme of him is seeing that someone, he said, obviously, like the rims and stuff. Someone said it was like a Ferrero Rocher packet spread out. I thought, you know what? It does actually.
I see Ferrero Rocher when I see the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the problem with tag titles, I'm only just thinking this now, is because we see two of them every time. You know what I mean? If they look bad, you know what I mean? We're kind of seeing it twice.
Bad belts in stereo.
Yeah. But I agree. Since the old tag titles like the Hart Foundation, etc., War Money Inc. In the mid-90s. I mean, even the Attitude Era was a slight variation of them. But yeah, since then.
Yeah. Not for us.
Yeah,
not for us.
Not for us. Yeah, not
no
for
good.
Us.
And the last thing I'll mention before we move on to the card. Let's talk about Fat Sheamus. I'm all for it.
Dad bod Sheamus.
Yeah, dad bod Sheamus. I was a bit surprised, but hey, why not? He's getting on a bit now anyway. You know, he's no spring chicken anymore. So
I think he's been injured for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And he couldn't go to the gym, could he? So he's not been able to work out at all.
No.
So he's just come straight back in and, yeah, give it a few months.
He needs content for his YouTube channel though, won't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I do, with Sheamus, I do wonder where he'll get drafted, because we've got the draft in a couple of weeks, haven't we? I wonder if he'll stay on Raw or if he'll go to SmackDown, because he had been on SmackDown, hadn't he, before? So maybe he'll now stick around Raw, we'll see.
I don't think he'll go far. They can't move him that far, because he's so fat.
I think the way they kept reiterating the Intercontinental title, the fact that he didn't have the IC title, I think he'll stay on the IC title.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's the last one he needs, yeah.
I've got really... You've seen my picture with Sheamus, haven't you? Have you seen my picture with Sheamus? I'll stick it on the socials afterwards. I've got... I met him at WrestleMania 28, and I've got a really nice picture of me and him together. So
were you as pasty as he was, or were you about the same?
Oh, no, I'm almost Caribbean in comparison to him. Yeah, he's wetter than wet. Bless him. Okay, so let's go on to card news. This is going to be a bit of a strange one because the news is all over the place with the cards this week. So WWE Panini, well, we know that they are doing Immaculate. We don't know when it's going to be out, unless Chris from Card Tricks, you know when it's going to be out at all. Any?
Unfortunately not.
No.
Not yet.
So TBC with Immaculate, I'm actually really looking forward to Immaculate, even though it's a very high-end, high-priced commodity. Very personal to me, I actually like the design better than Impeccable. I think it's more cleaner, and I just prefer it. So I am really looking forward to that. Chronicles... And I'm not going to say who shared it on the socials because he doesn't deserve me saying his name on the show. But Chronicles, we saw a blaster of the new Chronicles coming out. We have no idea when it's coming out, but no. Chronicles is incoming.
It's in the diary. Yeah. Don't know what diary, but it's in a diary.
It's in someone's diary. It's
somewhere.
Yeah, just not ours.
It's not on any list or preview list or any distribution list or nothing. Anything. No, it's like a myth.
But I'm really looking forward to it. I was a bit hesitant when the last one came out, and the last one came out like a year and a half ago now. And I was a bit like, I don't like hodgepodge kind of stuff, but I really did like it. There's some really nice cards in that set, to be honest. And
it as well. It depends on which. Sets they include this time, because with other sports they change the sets each time, so do you know what I mean? You might get something that we've not had before, which would be cool, but
yeah, gold.
Who knows?
What's the gold one called? Is it Gold Rush? Gold, what's it called? No, it's no. Called
Gold Rush, the patches,
yeah.
Yeah, patches, aren't they? Yeah,
I'd love that.
Yeah,
oh, I'd like that.
Or thigh rub.
I love gold.
I thought more of the fluxes and optics.
Yeah,
they're my standouts from Chronicles.
Yeah. Before we move on from Panini, we have to mention this. I have no idea if it has any validity or not, and we'll see. So there was a post on the Wrestling Cards and Collectibles Facebook group from Matt Olrasid. I don't know if I said his surname correctly. Jamie,
I'd imagine not.
Yeah, right. Olrasid.
I don't know the guy. Okay. I just know the post. I know the group.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so
I've got my own theory on this.
Okay, well, we'll get to this. So it says, be advised, info from Panini, and he puts this in quotes. We just had an acquisitions meeting with all of our different sports yesterday. Unfortunately, the information we received in the WWE team was less than stellar. Batista, Triple H, Roman Reigns, and Randy Orton are not signing. John Cena turned in a ton. Don't waste any money on Triple H, Roman, or Orton redemptions. Also, they apparently have no higher end redemption cards, so your replacements will just linger forever. So that's interesting. I have no idea if that's true. We'll soon see, because obviously these high-end cards are reported on quite frequently. Undertaker's done a load recently, right?
And I was going to say, there's a lot of Kane and Takers coming through now. People are getting those redemptions through, and they're high-end, aren't they? So
go on then, Jamie. What's your theory?
It just makes me chuckle. I did have this mad theory that this guy actually PCs his guys and he just wants these spots cheaper by telling everybody, no, they're not redeeming. Don't worry. Don't bid on them. I reckon he's after these high-end Triple H's.
I don't think that will impact spot prices, sadly.
No, I don't either. No.
But it is what it is. I'm a big believer in you don't know what is going on really behind the doors with Panini until you actually know. So I'll take that. The thing is, he puts quote marks against it, but quote marks against who? Who said this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where's it come from?
I kind of throw it out because of that, really.
I will say as well, this hasn't been picked up by anybody else. I've not seen any other videos from the likes of Tony Vella or Zane Mourning hasn't picked up on this yet. So I don't know how much traction this has got. And I imagine that we would see some of these guys also picking up on this. So maybe one to watch and maybe see what happens over the next few weeks.
It's the only reason I kind of mentioned it, because it's kind of fallen by the wayside with everyone.
Mm.
But if it's true, it's pretty shit. I can imagine why Roman wouldn't be signing, because he's kind of like gone basically for now. But why Triple H wouldn't sign doesn't make any sense to me. But hey,
I find it difficult to believe only based on the random fact that apparently they've mended the bridge with Charlotte Flair. So if they've gone to all that effort and managed to talk Charlotte into signing again, I can't see them subsequently going pissing off three or four other big names. It would be kind of productive, wouldn't it? Very much like you just said, Lloyd, until we actually see every one of the redemptions being rejected or redemptions being returned to people, I mean, it's one of those wait and see situations, isn't it?
Hearsay. Yeah, let's put it in the junk pile for now, and maybe it has some validity down the line. You never know.
James, we pulled a Titan Jewel, Triple H and someone from Don Russ, Triple H and Seth Rollins.
Seth, Jewel
passing the torch. I was really looking forward to see the customer have that one returned.
Yeah. No, that's that. Yeah, 100%. You got to say it has to, because it does. It's Triple H, for Christ's sakes. He's in the company. He's not gone anywhere.
His era. It's his era. You're going to remember his era, refusing to sign for the fans.
It's crazy. Okay, so we'll move on to AEW. Lots of bits and pieces come out from AEW recently. So AEW Metal on EPAC got released from the last time we had our last show.
Yeah.
I won't go into...
It was the day after, wasn't it? Didn't we say it would be the day after?
pretty much. So
as always.
I won't go into the specifics of what you hit. I'll just ask you currently, just now, what did you buy, i.e. boxes, singles, and how many you did. And we'll do a live rip as well. So go on, Chris, Southern Chris.
I can't remember how many packs I've bought. I haven't bought any boxes yet. It's only between 10 and 12. It's one of those two. I just can't remember which. But I've done all right. I'm happy.
Yeah, well, we'll go over that in the purchases.
Yeah.
Jamie, go on.
So I'd done my Charlie Bucket plus a couple. So I bought my first pack, then I bought another pack, and I'm up to three packs. But the thing is, I'm happy with what I've got so far. Okay. I think if I open any more, it means I've got to start collecting it, and I'm still need to do 2021. I can't get involved with more AEW at the minute.
Fair play.
But I'm happy with what I've got so far, and I'll go through my purchase and let you know what I've got to say.
Cool. I know, Chris from Cartrix, you didn't go into it, but you never know for the future.
Never know. Wrapping up physical card only life at the moment.
So I got two boxes. I think I did well with my two boxes. I wouldn't say Stella Artois, but I do think I did all right. I did some singles as well, and I've done all right from that. But I'll go through it in the purchases section, because a lot of what I did get has been moved on to other stuff. Now it's been sold or traded out. So happy days.
I will just add, though, that it was a little bit late going live. I think it was supposed to be 9 a.m. Pacific, and it was about quarter past when it went live. But the price point was pretty good. I think so. It's $6.99 for a single pack, and I think the box price is actually still cheaper than a physical box. Is it $99 for a box?
Yeah, it's
90.
It's 90, I think it is.
So that's not too bad, actually. I mean, other releases have been sort of above the retail price, but this seems to be about the same as what it is now. So that's quite nice, actually, to have it on parallel. I know Spectrum and first flagship ones were like way over the price they were available as a physical box, weren't they?
I did. Before we go into and do a little live rip, there's one thing. So obviously when I would talk about the base cards, for example, right? If you never get your base cards, but if you collect five of them, you can merge them together and it goes through a little, if you've got the sound on when you do it, it's like a printer, it goes meep and you get a different parallel basically. So this one's called Spectrum. If you put the five base cards together, you get Spectrum. So it's like a rainbow card.
Yeah, which is nice actually.
Yeah. So there's also achievements as well. This is the whole thing of what is the appeal to EPAC for a lot of people, is that the more you get of something, collect something, you can try and fulfill a quota of an area and get an achievement. I have noticed though, and like the one thing, and I keep messaging Trav about this, like there was one. So for the Metal X's, which are case hits in metal, there are achievements, and the achievements are, there's 499, there's 399, and they're out of 299. And Jade is one of the 299 ones. And on ComC, there's a couple, I'd say there's about six for sale on ComC. And two of them are listed at $5. I find that baffling, man. Whoa,
that's like boggling.
Like, how cheap is that? I tell people now, like, when people listen to this, they won't exist anymore. They will be gone. So, but I just find that so random. Like, why would that not be more? Why would people not be chasing that other outside of the case hit? Because the case hit is like, nobody really cares about the case hit when you can get an achievement that I think it should be worth more. Apparently I'm wrong, but never mind.
You'd have thought that people would keep that in their EPAC as well as like trade bait, because people will be going after that as well, and you get some good trades back for that. But mad.
I don't know. Anyway, so let's do a live rippy and see where we get to.
Good luck, boys.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm doing mine on the laptop, just so you're aware.
I've hit nothing, really.
Nothing.
So I've got
run through what you got then, Lordy.
I've just got, well, base. I'm not going to say the base, it's pointless. So I've got a blue Britt Baker. So this is another thing that was weird from it. So the blue cards they put in, they're all high series blue cards. There's no low series blue cards, which I find really strange. And I got a Cash Wheeler Bonzo Gonzo.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, fucking rubbish. Anyway, so there.
How'd you do, Jay?
Right, I got some base. So I got the base, so I got the usual stuff. But I got a blue Preston Vance, which is a bit strange because he's still in his Dark Order gear, but he's written down as Preston Vance, which is a bit odd. And then I got the sort of Planet Metal, and that was Red Velvet. So not too bad, but
sexy times.
Amazing.
Well done.
Yes.
And I have got a blue CM Punk, which is not too bad.
In the white t-shirt.
Yeah, the white t-shirt one. And a Lance Archer retro series.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nice. That's it.
Yeah, the retro is cool.
Yeah.
They're the card of the set, in my view. So,
boom.
All right, cool. So, AW Metal for this year, which was actually last year.
Last year.
Yeah, 2023 Metal. And also Flagship for this year. They've both been announced, but we have no dates or anything yet currently with them. So it's getting a bit annoying now because obviously Metal for last year should have been out at the start of the year and it's not.
Yeah,
so.
When was the last physical AEW release? Was it Flagship?
Flagship, yeah, end of last
year.
Yeah,
last summer, wasn't it?
I can't remember. September?
It was that kind of time.
Yeah, it's been a long time anyway.
Well, the good news is they have announced another product, which is TBC. Well done, them. Just add it to the pile. So Black Diamond. Ooh, Black Diamond. So this is one of the products that they do, which is on the higher end. And do you know, have a guess what the selling point of it is? Diamonds.
Yes.
They bloody love a diamond in this, I tell you. So we got to see. So I just do go over what we saw from the release that was sent out. So they have base set, and this got my blood going. The Emerald Diamond Relic Base. So I think you get a diamond in it, but it was a green edge. Ooh.
Yeah. Purest green.
Purest green edge. Ooh. You then have a AEW event logo patch. They're showing it's full gear. There's no diamonds in it, as far as I can see.
What is that, Lloydy? I saw them. It's just like those...
Like a manufactured patch.
This isn't a relic of any type, is it?
Nope.
It's just like the patch they did in Tops, isn't it? Like the WWE logo and stuff like that.
I think the technical term for it is guff.
Filler.
Shite. And then you've got Gemography. And this is a diamond or a gem in a card with a signature on it. And the one we're seeing is Britt Baker 25. I think it looks okay. I'm not against the card. I think it looks all right. But just like, what's the point of...
It's a bit meh.
Yeah, what's the point of just... I still don't understand what the point of just like stick a diamond in a card. Solid selling point. I don't really get it, to be honest. But
I mean, I know this is like a special product, which is all diamond, but we've had a bit of diamond action in Spectrum, haven't we? We've had sort of gems and things in AEW before, and they didn't really sell very well, did it?
No, it wasn't a massive selling point. And they're in massively thick cards as well. They're like,
they're
proper. I can't remember the point. I want to say it's 360, but I think it's actually 180. But they're big, thick cards.
Mm.
So,
I mean, the base are quite chunky as well, aren't they, for Spectrum? But yeah.
Yeah. Then we also have Title History Diamond Relics, which is a bit more... So it's a belt with some diamonds in it, which I think is a bit more relevant to just a diamond in a card, to be honest. But okay, cool.
Can you imagine if WWE did those in those like belt relics that they had in Tops and had like little tiny like diamond studs in it? They would look really nice, wouldn't they? And they'd make them
a
much
big
more
gold
appealing.
With the little rubies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be quite cool.
Gold with the little rubies in.
The squared circle gems parallel. Parallel. It's there's a red and green, right? Parallel on it. So, you know what I mean? Lawsuit incoming. And then we have Band of Gold, which was that
an ITV show about prostitutes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Band
another lawsuit coming in.
Band of Color, not Band of Gold, and they spelled color wrong as well. Fucking Americans. But yeah, so it's fucking like it's Thanos. Have you seen it? It's literally the gems for Thanos. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And, well, the biggest one we need to talk about is the Exquisite Collection. And this is going to be a belt relic where apparently it's going to be from a used belt, I believe.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting.
This really intrigues me. Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, is it the one that Jericho had stolen?
Yeah. I forgot.
That'd be hilarious.
Not the first
that,
ever
I watched
one.
That clip recently, actually, and it's hilarious. Good old Jericho.
I do. Because we have had a few belts. So we had the original women's belt, but I can't see that he would savage up that for a card. Although
I know what it's going to be. It's going to be all the fucking TNT belts that they had created that never got used. So
and the CM Punk Real World title, potentially that gives you another option there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think they'll go anywhere near that, to be honest.
Burberry one? Wasn't that, didn't MJF have a Burberry one?
Yeah.
Burberry one, yeah.
Could do that one.
I just think that, like you said, the TNT belts, we've had so many versions of them, haven't we? We have had a few different renditions of stuff. So, you've also got the other thing with this as well. Like, you do see these relics in other sports, and they say, a real used title. They could just use the same material. Like, they could take a tiny piece of the back panel and re-leather a strap. That happens quite a bit, doesn't it? They re-leather straps. So nothing saying it could just be the old strap and the plates are still reused, aren't they,
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's quite cool to have a real belt relic, but I mean, how legit of a belt is it? Same thing we say about the canvas pieces, isn't it? How many layers of canvas have you got there,
As well as, I do think it's going to be mucho dinero, a lot of camels to get this. I think we're looking at around about 300 plus.
Or camels. Or
A toe of a camel. A tail of a camel. Yeah. Half a neck. I don't think it's going to be a cheap product either. And with AEW being in the shitter right now, support wise, I think this might struggle.
I'd seen.
The names aren't there, are they? I think now that Jade and Punk have gone, I mean, look at Flagship in comparison to Allure. From a breaking point of view. It's the wind, basically. Without having CM Punk and Jade Cargill there, it's kind of a dead brand.
I think it all comes down to the time of this as well. If we have a massive splurge of AEW all appearing at the same time, that's going to really impact the impact of these on the market as well, isn't it? Like, if you get Metal and Flagship appear, then 2 months later, Diamond, it's just...
And I think the price point is $150 on Diamond normally, so... Yeah.
Okay.
That won't be too bad, but I just don't think it will be that price. I think that'll go up higher. I really do. But
I think that's the RRP. So we never know what can happen with prices. So we'll see.
And it's if it clashes with the Macklin Chronicles as well,
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see what happens, really. Oh,
are you sure? They've got two other products to come out before this bloody one.
This will be next year.
Yeah, maybe.
We're looking at 2026 earliest, I think, to be honest.
Will it be in my 2025 predictions? That's the question.
maybe. Okay, so one little last bit before we get into our areas. So,
Lloyd, just thought about AEW just really quickly again. AEW Metal as well. Danhausen had on his Whatnot feed this weekend. He was selling the original proof art for test images.
Yeah, I watched that.
And some of them went for really, really low prices. And obviously, incredible really, that these were even available. I'm surprised they didn't fetch for more, especially some collectors.
I thought they went pretty well. Like, most of them did about $100. All the big guys did, like MJF, Hangman, Shida nearly did $100. So, yeah, a lot of them got close to $100. There was a few that went really cheap, like Keith Lee, but...
Yeah, for old
Keith Lee.
But I mean, it's cool to see that stuff, though. Like, you don't normally see this stuff crop up at all. I know Tops do the Tops Vault stuff, but it's not really the same as like original artwork that was never used, But it was cool to see Danhausen sell these off. So,
well, he's got nothing else to do, has he?
Not in the minute, poor bastard. No, sorry, Margaret.
You can say bastard without saying poor Margaret. Sorry, Margaret. I'm sure she won't be offended with bastard.
Well, just in case.
Just in case. Okay. So another little tiny bit of news. London Card Show, which the next one was 11th and 12th of May. we did talk about this on an earlier show, but it has been confirmed. So they are doing a PSA take-home service, which I don't know how I feel about it, because I just find it a bit weird. Like, why wouldn't you just, if you want to send stuff to PSA, why wouldn't you just send it anyway? Like, you're basically just handing it over to someone who's going to take for fucking ever to get back to the States and process it. So, I don't know. Like, each to their own. If you think it's a good idea, great.
I think it just takes out, I think a lot of people worry about the shipping here to America. So I suppose it just takes one journey out, but yeah.
Anyway, it takes one person to leave a bag on a carousel.
I was going to say this.
Lose their job, yeah.
I was just going to say this. Like, there is, again, you're cutting out that middleman there. Yeah. For first time, people who only want to use PSA, you know, that allow you can at least talk through that process with them and explain the billing and how that side of things work. Because, again, some people find that a bit of a minefield.
Mm.
But, yeah, imagine how much stuff they're going to take in at the card show. They only take one bag to go missing. There's a lot of stuff in there, isn't there?
If you have one card go missing on the way to America, that's one card. If they have one bag go missing, that could be thousands of cards.
Yeah, my God.
In one go.
Yeah.
Well, we're turning this into the human centipede of card news, because PSA have joined up, partnered with eBay. And I think it's PSA Vault into eBay. I'm not 100% sure. They've announced it, but there's no like real classification really of what's going to happen. So if we find out any more news about that and it's relevant, then we'll report on it. And then we finished with eBay has bought Golden auction house, right? So I believe that it's just like a hierarchical thing, but they're not running it. It's more like they're the overlords, basically. So
yeah, and I think it just might mean that they change where they store their cards or something like that. They change their vault, basically, as well. So
okay,
it does seem like Fanatics and eBay are now slowly taking over the entire card business, doesn't it? They've got their hands on it, sort of everything at the moment.
It shows you where the money is, though. Like, there's that enough interest for them to make a big pull like that. You know, it's a big acquisition, really.
Mm.
Cool. Anything else I've missed?
Don't think so.
Okay. Well, I think this is a good opportunity for break for a word from our sponsors.
Let me tell you something, brother. Join Card Tricks UK on Whatnot Daily, your only stop for regular wrestling breaks in the UK. Ooh, Chris, Casper, and the team welcome you to join the hunt for rare autographs, relics, and one-of-ones from wrestling stars past, present, and future. What you gonna do, brother?
Okay, we're back. Right, let's head over to Jamie's Corner. Jamie's Corner. Yeah.
I'll tell you, my corner has not got a lot in it still with me. I need to find some new features to put into my corner. And do I need to start up the... I think now we've got a new WhatsApp chat as part of Card Tricks. Maybe I'll start up the whole trying to get from a base to a one of one. Maybe we start up now with a more captive audience to try and work deals with, maybe.
Jamie, it's a great idea, but just stay away from the bearded lady as you normally attracted to.
I don't want to get trapped halfway up, then. I don't want to get a number card that I'm stuck with. So, yeah, I might start that up again. Now we've got more people there that we can reach out to. Maybe we'll start that bit of fun up. But other than that, nothing really much in my corner, really. Maybe we might have to just put the Jamie's Corner on vacation for a little bit. But, yeah, that's all I've got for the time being.
Okay. Cool. Chris.
Hello.
Hello to your nook.
Yes, so... Chris's Nook time. Jamie, do you want to explain what has happened here?
So ultimately, I haven't had my card arrive yet. It's been shipped by USPS from Dad. It's on its way over, and it's currently in the Heathrow hub. So that either means I'm either going to get a customs charge, or it's going to turn up in a couple of days. So, I mean, it's probably going to be my luck. It will turn up tomorrow. So, I mean, it's entirely up to you how you want to play it.
I'm just going to disqualify you, I think. Yeah, we let you off last time with the no DQ.
Really?
I think we're just going to have to do a two-horse race here.
Fine.
Is this happening? Are you being this strict?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I'm not.
Well, no, we can if you want. I don't mind. If you guys want to wait, we can wait. But
well, I mean, I can reveal. You just haven't got the physical card.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Okay. All right. Are we...
Cool. Well, I haven't got anything to open. So, I mean, the topic was women's wrestling between 87 and 97. So,
okay, cool. I'll go first. I have a sensational cherry.
And I cannot tell you how hard it is to find that card in, like, not shit condition. Sorry. Yeah.
Really?
It's actually really
Yeah,
nice,
it's really
mate.
Hard.
It's done really well.
Yeah, they're all, the corners are all sort of bent up and, you know.
And I know Chris likes sensational cherry as well.
Which one?
That. Cartrix Kiss.
Oh, I was about to say, I like... Yeah, there you go. Same.
There you go. Lovely. Go on, Jamie. Boom. Open your cat. Right.
Cat. Right, okay. So I've got a nice bit of Lars Sullivan on the front. Lovely job, as always. There's always a wrong one to appear for. Wait a minute.
Well, I had Quincy and...
You had Quincy and...
James Ellsworth.
Yep.
Oh, no, we've got a bit of Quincy going on as well. Quincy's on the back here, so...
It's on the parallel
appears.
As well, man.
It's a nice green.
Yeah, it's a nice green, yeah. Green Quincy, right. I'm also going to get the other one ready. I'll put it into the chat, so you have to check your WhatsApp to see what yours one was. But, Lloydie, we have got... Oh, very nice. We have got an on-topic. Hopefully you can see that. It's clear enough. We have got a ball, you know, 90... Is that 95 or 97? 95 BBM.
BBM.
So yeah,
I bring the heat. I know I've got at least one vote with Tommy on that, so I'm happy.
Yeah,
Borna Kano, very nice. The back's quite cool as well. A different image on the back, doing a bit of headbutt.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame.
Very nice.
Yeah, like it's completely different humans. but yeah, no, she was a beast. Back in '95, when Alundra Blaze was the only women's wrestler in the Fed. And they brought a lot of those Japanese girls over. It really was Bull Nakano.
It's crazy, yeah.
Survivor Series really 95 when they had the 8 women tag. I mean, she made the match, really.
Just keep going, Chris. Big her up even more. That's Daddy needs votes.
Right,
Daddy needs
okay, votes. I'll go with mine then. So I've just put mine in the SCR card tricks chat. So that was what Chris has got on the way.
Missy Hire, is that signed? Is that legit signed or is that Zane signed?
That is a legit sign, yeah.
It's not an Abid special.
No, that's a legit, that's a legit sign.
Okay, cool. We will submit it, but so, yeah. I'm not happy. Chance after chance.
That was
he's not happy.
That card was a steal price-wise. It's absolute steal. Yeah, so... yeah, well below budget.
Have you seen what she looks like
no,
now?
No, I didn't.
Just say aged.
I mean, she...
Yeah. I saw a picture of her
the
other
day. She was around everywhere, wasn't she? She was in the AEWA, she was in WCW, she was in ECW. Yeah.
She's
been around a long time, hasn't she?
She's had a lot of wear, like an old leather shoe.
She got around.
Cool, so... I will put these out on the Facebook group. I'm also going to do an Instagram poll. And as we now have our own dedicated channel on the Card Tricks WhatsApp group, we'll also shove it in there as well. Jamie, leave the polls to me, yeah? Because the last time, remember what happened? You lost.
No double
polling. You made yourself lose. So
yes.
Don't do that again, bud. Cool. Dave, over to your hole.
Jamie, for my music this week, I think it's quite topical. Take That Rule the World, please.
Very nice.
Gary Barlow.
This is my idea of a lovely day out.
That's everywhere at the minute, isn't it? That Gary Barlow meme, like, is it, like against everything at the minute. It's great. So, the president's whole. I have not done a Liberator of the Week this month. I've just been too busy. So I will do it before the end of this month, 100%. So if anyone's wondering, what the hell are you talking about? Liberator of the Week, sorry. So basically what I do is that on our Facebook group, and I'll also put this on our WhatsApp group as well, on Card Tricks now as well. I'll duel it for people to get involved. So basically, a week before it starts, I'll give a topic and a price range. People go out there to find a card that fits that and submit it as, you should buy this. If I like it, if I would look at them all and I will pick a winner. I'd get the card, but I will send you a signed autograph card, a special one from the Liberator of the Week selection that we have. There's not that many left. I think there's about seven left. Seven or eight left. Jamie, I still haven't written your one out, actually. So I keep remembering. I've got a stack of cards. I said this before. We need to meet up at our reasonably shit pub. And I've just got loads of cards.
You know what, Lloyd? You hold on to that one and send it when you send the second one that I'm going to win next time round, all right?
Oh, I like it. I like a bit of venom there. Oh, I love it. Hey, you never know. Chris from Cartrix might win it this time round. You never know. You might.
I was just about to say, you just said you're going to put it in the Cartrix like group and stuff. I'd be interested to see, because we obviously on the Facebook group, we know the guys, and I would be interested to see some like other perspectives of it. Do you know what I mean? We always kind of get the same people, and I'm not saying that they're bad suggestions or anything. It's literally pure filth,
basically.
But do you know what I mean? Like, just a new take on it would be nice to see. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
It's going to be great. So that's scheduled in for the end of the month. What I'm going to do with all of these cards that I seem to have accumulated, still TBC. I might give them to Christopher Cartrix to like put them as giveaways on your channel, maybe for a laugh. But there's a weird eclectic mix. So I think that's it from the President's Hole. I don't think there's much more to cover. We'll move on. So we'll get to purchases of the week. Chris, as you're the guest on today from Cartrix, what have you been purchasing over the last week or so?
For the PC, not a lot, to be fair. Obviously, I have a nice direct route to my spot, so I tend to see what I pull myself in breaks before I go hunting for any cards. I did hit the silver bar. The 35 Xbox
lovely.
For the PC. If anyone doesn't know, I collect Xbox, well, all Sean Waltman. So 6, 1, 2, 3 kids a lot. I'm currently focusing on the ringside rainbow, as I do have the 1 of 1, 1, 2, 3 kids select. So I'm trying to hone in on some of the more harder to get ones of that now. But yeah, just sealed stock really. Sealed stock and squad bags and top loaders have been my purchases of the week.
Cool.
Essentials.
Cool. All right.
Essentials, yeah. I've got a case of Chronicles in front of me that we're going to be starting after this show. As soon as this show ends, we're going to be starting. So hopefully I can add something to the PC from that as well. A nice noir to 10, maybe.
Other Chris. Chris 2, The Revenge of the Chris. Go on.
Revenge of the Chris. Cool. Pretty busy couple of weeks for me. I think I say this every week now. I'm not going to say everything, but I've still got a fair few bits. Start off with some grading. So I sent a couple of cards off to PSA through ComC. Extremely easy to use. So if anyone does have cards in their ComC that they want to get graded, it was 3 clicks and you're sort of done. So that was cool. I subbed a Julia Hart, which was a silver Aftermath achievement card. That's from Full Gear when she won the TBS title. Nice. And Soraya Battle Match achievement card. That's a PC one, so it's just something for myself. Kind of cool though, because she's got the big world title, and then on the back it's got like the bio about Wembley and All In and stuff. So nice little card for the PC. So on the Cartrix special that we did about WrestleMania, I did mention that I was after an R-Truth auto. So somebody slid into my DMs who had listened to that and did manage to pick one up. So I got an Undisputed auto from 2021. Awesome. I like it as well because it's on card auto, and he's R-Truth is signed like right over to the right. So it just kind of quirky and, you know, kind of fits with his character, really. Did any of you guys see on this last week when he got Triple H to break character and laugh? Yeah. That was amazing. Yeah. Jamie, last show you mentioned some cards and I kind of was like, oh, yeah, I've got them. I actually didn't have the Carl Anderson that you said. And the other one was a Dax auto to 10, which I think Chris pulled on one of his streams or one of the card tricks guys pulled. So, in the WhatsApp group, the sales group, I did manage to get a deal done with, I think it's Felicity. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really good. Sort of met in the middle on a deal price. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Nice. Yeah, it was a Carl Anderson from select to 10, a Dax auto from Allure to 10, and then just a few other FTR cards and bits and bobs. But yeah, appreciate that. Dave, Leaf Metal Legends. Not heroes, Jamie.
Not heroes.
Bloody love it.
Yeah, and the more and more that I've kind of looked at it, the more and more I've been like, I'm really feeling these cards. So I picked up four of them this week. Two Hogans, an MJF and a Stone Cold. Wow. The MJF and a Stone Cold are the Pro Wrestling Periodical, the magazine one.
Oh, nice.
So I am going to look at doing, I think, a set of those. Maybe not the set from the same bits, but yeah. The lowest one was numbered 4 of 4. Mm-hmm. So it's quite cool. Awesome. And then generally, I've been doing a lot of work on sets on ComC. So I always kind of keep a look at, like a close eye on Slammatex Chrome on there, and the prices are just never been that good. But some legend put all his prices to like a dollar and stuff. So I picked up 10 numbered cards from Sam Chrome. Also grabbed 6 AEW Spectrum full gear, you know, like the metal cards. Picked up 6 of them, and then some Southampton cards, because although Southampton may be cheap, you know, to buy cards in this country, fuck me, in America they're even better. So I was getting like cards numbered to like 10 and 18 and stuff for $1, $2 and shit like that. So yeah, not a bad week for me, really.
And don't forget AE Dub.
Oh, my EPAC stuff. Ooh, so
not about that. You've done really well.
I did all right. I have done all right, yeah. So I've got a couple of PMGs that I've done trades for or like bought and like things like that. So I got both FTRs in the red, which is to 100, I think.
And then 90, really. They're marked as 100.
90, yeah. That's it. So yeah, both of FTR. And then I pulled a green to 10 Nyla Rose auto PMG.
Nyla Rose. So,
yeah, we'll be trying to, I don't know whether to sub it first and then try and sell it or try and sell it now. Obviously, I know a big Nyla Rose collector. So yeah, there's a potentially a buyer sort of waiting for that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Might sub it.
Cool.
Jamie.
Nice.
Well, I'm next on the list.
Oh, Dave, sorry.
But to be honest, I haven't got much to really go through. I mean, I have been collecting the Leaf Metal stuff, but I'll go through that more. I'll just go through. So the AEW Metal, I bought 2 boxes. On the first box, I got a Rick Knox to 50. I thought, oh my god, this is going to be
the rubies
ruby colored one, and I was like, oh god, this is gonna be horrific. And then on the last pack, I think there was 2 cards left, and I pulled a Christian PM red PMG, so I was happy with that. Good times. And the other box I pulled, there was nothing in that box apart from one good card, and it was the autograph of what's her name?
Julia Hart.
I knew you would remember it. I don't. Julia Hart. So I've still got the 2 hits from the first box I've still got, but I did swap out the Julia Hart. I did a trade. I got a buyback Billy Gunn from series 2, which I've been after a Billy Gunn autograph for a while, so I was happy with that. I got the Sean Spears, the one with the diamond in it that's not got an autograph on it, and that's out of 25. I've got the one out of 12 that has the autograph. I didn't have the one that didn't have the autograph. So good little PC thing there. I did get a Hook rookie card numbered, which I've sold subsequently. Fuck Hook. And what else did I get? I got something else out of it as well. I did get a load of retro. I basically finished collecting my retro base set as well, which is cool. Oh, nice. I got a retro Big Cass, basically, or Big Bill PMG out of that as well. So that was cool. Singles, I did get a 25, the Technicians out of 25 CM Punk, which I sold, and I got a Rock out of 5 Leaf Metal Legends. So I was happy with that. What a trade-off. Happy, happy. And I did pack a from a single as well. I did, and this is Jamie's fault. Jamie packed a couple of packs and pulled a PMG, and I was like, right, I'll do a couple. Didn't pull a PMG. I thought I'll do one more, and I packed a Taz red PMG, so happy days. Other than that, I have gone into a couple of breaks with Chris from Card Tricks, with Impeccable. Let's just say on the last one, this is insane. Because I know, Jamie, you won a, I think it was a buyer's giveaway, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I didn't get anything in the break. I didn't have that many spots, but I didn't get anything in the break itself. But I did win a giveaway pack of Prism from retail, which had a nice little cracked ice Hogan in it. Thank you, Chris. And also, I hit the big one of the night as well. I hit the so it was select from last year, so 2023 Bautista tie-dye auto, which is slabbed for and very nice. Was it a 10?
Yeah, MGC 10.
MGC 10?
Obviously, it's a tie-dye for 25 or.
Didn't I sell you the one from the year before that as you well?
Have. So I have. Oh, there you go. Have nice. Double Batistas from both years. We did a swap, didn't we, for like FTR stuff?
Yeah.
You've done a good trade together, didn't you?
Basically
from both Crippers. You need to carry this to be a side PC.
It's
now.
A madness. It's a madness. I love Batista anyway.
Batista card from Bearded Christmas.
It's funny though, because like the year before it's like young Batista, and the year after it's like old Batista. So it's like bookends basically. It's really cool. If it's the same number, my head is going to blow. Like if it's the out of 25 numbers are the same, it's going to be insane. But yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Chris. I can't thank you enough for that. Like being able to put those kind of giveaways on is just,
that's a good giveaway. Just immense. Yeah.
And crazy. Honestly, eternally thankful for that. So that's it.
Well, I know it's cheesy and cliche, but it's down to everyone else's support that puts us in the position to be able to give that kind of stuff away, really.
That's so cool.
But, thank you to all you guys.
Yeah, and we'll go into, no doubt, we'll go into the giveaway you just did last night as well in a sec, but Jesus Christ, that was one hell of a giveaway. We'll get there. Jamie, anything for you?
I'll run through. I've been sort of fairly busy here and there, so I'll start off with metal, as we've all been talking about our e-pack metal stuff. So, I picked up 3 packs, so I guess my main hits as such really were, I got a Taz Planet Metal Gold, so that was one of the cards I got. I got a Matt Menard PMG Red, and I also got a Wardlow Retro. And really, other than that, most of it was kind of the blues and bass. I didn't get any like massive autos and stuff like you guys did, but obviously I didn't go in as many as you did.
Didn't you get there was a Keith Lee PMG as well?
Oh, and Keith Lee PMG Red as well, yeah.
First one,
you've done all right, like considering how many packs you've done. You've pulled 2 PMGs, well. So well
yeah. Done. I will say that first night, there was a lot of PMG Reds coming out of those packs in that first night. You know, seemed to be very loaded that first hour, but I don't know if that was just luck of the draw or not really, but all good.
I think all of the 80 pulled 1 or 2, to be honest, that night. So good on them.
And then I will just go through just a few other bits and pieces. So I have been PCing Charlie Dempsey. I kind of been doing this sort of quietly on the slides. I kind of been picking stuff up post Regal, going back and sort of realizing who Charlie Dempsey was a bit, really. But obviously he appeared at Bloodsport. So everyone's now been after a bit of Charlie Dempsey. His prices have gone up a bit. So it actually made me pick up the pace a little bit. And I'm trying to get the rainbow of select. So I have the lucky envelope to 8 anyway. So I thought, well, actually, I've got some of the harder ones. I'll start working backwards. So I picked up a few of the lower end stuff. So I picked up the red, the tri-color, and the die cut for select. So I will try and pick up a few more of those. But again, they're not really worth a lot at this point, but I'll pick those up. I've been trying to get some more Leaf Heroes. So again, still trying to pick up the lower end ones. I actually missed a Rich Swan today. Gary in the ATP chat alerted me to this. It was a ComC auction. It was up for like 99 cents. I put on 130 and they just 120 and it went for like 125 or 130. So I missed it by about 10 cents. but again, I'm not overly worried. They'll come back around. I did pick up a few other low end cards within that set. So I picked up like an Angelico and stuff like that. Just some real low end stuff, really. So yeah, I am continuing to pick those up. Just a shout out for anyone who has some white base Leaf Heroes of Wrestling Autos, hit me up because I will probably buy them from you to try and get that complete set. And then break wise, so as Louis said there, I've been on quite a few breaks with Card Tricks over the last few weeks. This weekend was in the break and actually picked up the Steve Blackman Hurricane and our Snow Spot and actually got the redemption of Steve Blackman to 75 on the inscriptions. So I'll put that in for redemption. So thank you, Chris, for putting that one for me. And had a spot of luck on Friday as well. So I won the buys giveaway for opening of the night and got a Triple H Funko. So yeah, not a bad night on Friday. So yeah, all good all round really. So other than that, just sort of keeping an eye on a few bits and pieces really. But that's my main purchase this time round really. Just a few bits for the PC.
Lovely.
Nice.
All right, cool. Right, well, let's move over then to the main event. So there's going to be no top five, mega five this week. We'll be back next week, next show anyway, with one of those. But we've got a big topic this time round. So, and the big topic, why not? Chris from Card Tricks, you're here. Let's do it about you. So, why not? So,
what do you want to know?
I'll premise this with I'm not the best interviewer, so Jamie will probably take the lead, and Southern Chris will probably chime in as well. But I will open it up, and I will say, Chris from Card Tricks, who are you? Because there's probably a lot of people out there who probably don't know who you are, but there's a lot of people out there that probably do know who you are. So please, can you tell us who you are and what is Card Tricks UK, please?
I'm Chris from Card Tricks, hence the name. And we like to think of it. I think we are the biggest breakers in the UK for wrestling cards.
I can answer that just very quickly. Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Well, there we go. Started breaking with my, well, then he was 13, now 14-year-old son. Just over a year and a half ago. No, not even that long. Just under a year, apologies. And then, yeah, it's kind of snowboarded into this 20-hour-a-day obsession. And, yeah, we've built an incredible community, and it's kind of a way of life now. So I am now officially Chris from Card Tricks. I don't think I'll ever escape from Card Tricks. this is me. I've been collecting. I've been a wrestling fan since I was 3 years old, so over 35 years ago now. I mean, I was an avid collector of the Merlin Gold cards. I remember, at a very young age, being stood on a market called Hemswell Market, close to where we are. And there used to be a big store. They used to have all the Coliseum videos, but sealed packets of the Merlin stickers and cards as well. And it's amazing all these years later to step back into that side of things and see kind of what it's evolved into. It really is a way of life, isn't it?
It is, it is. Jamie, go on. I know you're chomping at the bit to go through.
No, what's it?
You love it. You bloody love an interview. Go on.
I mean, I was going to ask you, Chris, like, why did you decide to get in Whatnot? Were you already doing breaks with people? Did you think, oh, there's a gap here to try and sort of do some more stuff in the UK? Like, what was your incentive to actually go at this and try and make it full time, really?
Well, we started off on Instagram doing football breaks, soccer. Football breaks, really. And then Whatnot approached us. And invited us on there, and as I'm sure you're aware, that there are hundreds and hundreds of soccer breakers all around the clock, and yeah, just drawing from our own passion, really. Me and my dad, well, I grew up with my dad watching wrestling, my son's grown up with me watching wrestling, so we thought it was the Night of Champions Saudi event that was on. And I saw that Panini UK actually had the Chronicles Blasters in stock. Mm. So I ordered 3 cases of them, and I thought, let's do a case break of them and actually watch Night of Champions with everyone. And that went incredibly well, that first stream. So I thought, yeah, let's... I think I've said this to at least one or maybe 2 of you guys off the podcast that, as a wrestling fan for such a long time, I know how much we struggle to keep ourselves awake at that time of morning. So especially when the product's going through those stale patches, you know what I mean? And we've got a 3-4 hour show, you know what I mean, to drag ourselves through. You're always trying to find something else to keep you alert. So I thought, well, pairing a watch along with a break at the same time seemed to make sense to me. Unfortunately, quite a few people seem to agree, and yeah, it's a monthly staple for us now. Obviously, every pay-per-view we're live, and I think they work well hand in hand. So, appreciate I digressed a little bit there, but that's really how it all evolved.
We love a tangent. We love a tangent. Don't we worry. We love it.
I'm a regular listener, Lloyd. I'm well aware.
And while we're talking about tangents, what's your favourite role that Sean Bean's played, Chris?
Sharp.
It's got
definitely sharp.
Pepsi just came out of my eyes. Amazing.
Oh, dear.
Filthy sharp.
But no, it's true. Filthy what you sharp.
I would
said about a watch long, though.
Yeah, like, I was just about really to good say thing. That. It's, yeah, I don't see anyone else doing it. And I, as I said on the special, I watched Night 2 with you, and I had a great time. And it was, like you said, it's just that something extra just kept me awake, basically, and I really appreciated it. So, yeah.
It's nicely interactive as well, isn't it, Chris? Obviously, being able to use the polls and stuff on Whatnot and predict the matches and that kind of stuff. Cool. it does make it fun. And obviously, if we could pull some banging cards at the same time, it's a little cherry on top, isn't it?
Yeah, I've always said that, and also there's always a lonely aspect of being a wrestling fan in the UK. Like if you're not part of a group of people, like you don't go down the pub and watch sports like you would in the US because it's obviously the times and all that sort of stuff. Even card collecting has always been kind of a lonely hobby in the UK.
100%.
And it's quite nice actually. You've got channels where people can watch things together, break things together, even talk about cards together. And I think the fact that that's evolving to get to this point as well is only a good thing as well, really.
I think both things have probably had a weird little stigma, haven't they? A tat show, immediately being in a room that you know straight away. Well, everyone here collects cards and everyone here likes wrestling. We don't have to have that awkward conversation of, oh, do you like wrestling? And then waiting for the the negative response to my, oh, yeah, me neither. We've got to move on with it. We're all in a safe, comfortable place. And I think that's obviously why the WhatsApp community works so well for us as well. Because even when we're not streaming that same kind of thing carries on, doesn't it? We can just, know we're amongst our own, mostly. Just be comfortable in our own skin, which for wrestling fans for a long time probably has been difficult.
Yeah, especially for the tough years when it's been a bit naff and you've stuck with it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for Dwayne. It's cool again now. Thanks to Dwayne. We can all enjoy ourselves.
You are right, though. You can literally send a message on that WhatsApp group at any time of the day. And there's so many people in there that someone will sort of respond to you. So, yeah, really good one. I wanted to ask, Chris, you just mentioned that Chronicles was your first wrestling product that you broke. But what is your favourite wrestling product to break?
Select 2023. Select. By far. Mm. Yeah, Select Hobby. I don't know whether it's like an emotional attachment or I do love the set. I love the design of the set. I think it, excuse my language, Margaret, but pisses all over Prism in terms of the aesthetics. Obviously, it was the first hobby case that was broken in the UK. I was told anyway when we did a select hobby case. And obviously, I think it was the third case we did. We pulled the one of one Hogan Ortho. And
such a big card.
Things went crazy for us after that, to be fair. I think I spent 48 hours just replying to Instagram messages after that. It was insane. But I think in the time that I've been breaking and hands-on product, Select 23, all variations of it as well. I think the Blasters was a great product. I think Timor was a fantastic product. There wasn't a chink in the armor anywhere, to be fair. Aside from the fact that we didn't get a Dude Love tie-dye auto. That's the only fault I can find with the set.
I can tell you this, that none of that Timor product went to Asia. Most of it went to Chris from Cartrix. I've loved it. I think it's great. I think
we did over 30 cases of Timor.
Yeah. It was really cool. It's crazy. I mean, like,
Hall of Fame set for us.
Well, that's the thing. Select 22 was such a big, like, it was just a step up, wasn't it? Like, when that happened, everyone was like, whoa, Panini have arrived. And for a lot of people, 2022 Select is still their favorite product that's ever come out. But I think 2023 was really good. It was really, really good. I would say it's on par. I think they're both different in some ways, but like, yeah, amazing. I can see why you'd loved it so much. And
I did it the other way around. See, I actually didn't open 22 until I'd ripped a load of 23.
Mm.
And when I got a case of 22 in hand and ripped that, it felt so outdated. I couldn't believe it was only a year difference.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
The base autos, you know, like obviously in 23, they're all silvers, aren't they?
Yep.
Stuff like that. It just made it seem really old to me. So I didn't have that attachment to 22, but
I think it's ring sides.
I'm still 24. Oh, the ring sides, yeah.
That's the only trade-off, I think, really.
Yeah, me and Casper have had this conversation before. We like both ring side designs, and I think if maybe the ring side design from 22 replaced the Premier design in 23, I think you might have the perfect lineup. Yep. Because naturally, you think of ring side, it should be the like a landscape, shouldn't it, really?
Completely agree.
Select 23.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, just quickly to follow on from that, because you might have just mentioned it, what do you think, and this can be across wrestling or, you know, football or whatever, what do you think the biggest card you've ever pulled is? Do you think it's that Hogan 101? I don't see
probably
many.
Is the Hogan 101.
Gotta be, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we have pulled some big cards. I've pulled an Erling Haaland and Kevin De Bruyne one of one. And
wow.
But it is that one, yeah. In terms of the significance, not just in terms of the set and in terms of the hobby, but in terms of the significance in the history of card tricks, it is quite a pivotal moment. So.
Yeah.
It's one of those where I feel, I joke about it. I shouldn't really joke about this thing, I suppose, but I kind of feel like Tyson Fury after he won the title ever since. It's like, how can I surpass this?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm endless mission of pissing in the wind. Sorry, Margaret. But yeah, one day. A rock. When we get rock autos again, if I can pull a one of one rock.
This is the thing.
Actual
Leaf metal wrestling. Then, you didn't pull the rock auto. That is, your zenith, man. That's what you need to do. I've yet to see anyone pull a rock auto out of that, like, live. I don't know that there's so few of them, but yeah, this is an achievement that we're both going to go into, Chris, hopefully one day.
Hopefully. To be fair, this might be controversial. I don't know where you guys would stand on this, but I would consider the Hogan one of one auto a bigger card than a Dwayne Johnson auto. However, obviously, when we're back in the WWE sets and it's The Rock also, yeah. I think that would trump it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the thing is that with the Leaf sets, obviously, the gold bordered ones are obviously the ones that the gold is matter.
Like the foil fraction.
Personally, if I was, just because of, like, how many Hogans are out there compared to how many Rock / Dwaynes are out there, preferably if I could get a Dwayne one of one, just for the novelty of the fact that there are more Hogans out, one of ones out there to actually get, personally I'd go for the Rock. And the Rock, they've both meant so much to me growing up, to be honest. But I did get to see The Rock versus John Cena, so I just because of that alone, I think Chris, you'd probably, I don't know, Chris, would you?
I'd pick Hogan.
You'd be Hogan.
I'd 100. And that Hogan photo as well is my Hogan.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's such a tough one though, isn't it? Like,
it is tough, yeah.
I think when, well, it's not an if, it is a when, isn't it? When we do get The Rock back in official WWE sets with an auto, that should be the biggest wrestling card of all time, shouldn't it? Mm.
Yeah, I think so.
Tops Transcendent, I'm calling it now. It won't be Panini. I think it'll be Tops Transcendent.
His time with Fanatics himself, isn't he? So yeah. I think that's probably going to be held off until Top.
Yep.
I think that's definitely the point as well, because you're going to have that massive price point on there. And again, those things sold really well, that price point. You think if you've got The Rock, because you're not going to have a Vince McMahon in the new Transcendence. You need another big name in that for people to chase. And it's got to be The Rock, well, hasn't it?
Even back then, there were 10K boxes, and that's years ago now. So, and if you put Rock as the chase in there, you could sell that for God knows how much money and still make your money back.
Yeah,
slice and dice that briefcase when it comes, basically. Sell everything, even sell the case, you know what I mean? That's what I saw Breakers doing at the time. So, yeah, why not?
So you said, Chris, early on, obviously, your main PC is the 1-2-3 kid. Have you ever, like, collected base or done anything else in between or picked up anyone else? Or have you settled on 1-2-3 kid as soon as you started getting back into wrestling cards, really?
I did collect Scott Hall as well. However, I decided to drop that to focus on to try and focus on those higher end kid cards. And I loved them both growing up, Scott Hall and Sean Waltman. And we've got some signed Scott Hall stuff, Funko Pops and stuff. And we've met him at the For the Love of Wrestling convention. And unfortunately, obviously, we're not going to be chasing new Razor Ramon autos. For that point of view, I thought I'd just drop to that. I do have a little side PC of Toni Storm. I'm a big fan of Toni Storm. I think she's probably one of the only redeeming things on AEW TV. And I really hope that they can get her back to WWE with that gimmick and Mariah May as quickly as they can. But I do collect little insert sets, the certain little insert sets that catch my eye. And I collect, like, the Hall of Fame set from the Topps flagship. Obviously, predominantly it was Razor Ramon and Six featured in the set, so it made sense to collect that. And I'm actually from the latest flagship set of AEW, the We Are Elite insert set. I'm a few off completing that, and also the Legends base from Domrus Elite. But that's a pain because you get like one Legends base card every three or four hobbies, it seems. It's they're ridiculously short prints, aren't they? And you seem to get a lot of duplicates when you actually do hit them. So, but I love the design. I love the photography in that set. So, yeah, I do collect little sets if they catch my eye. But in terms of the main piece it is now, just X-Pac and 1-2-3 Kid.
Nice. And you've got them displayed really nice as well, actually. I know you've shown, obviously, a few bits and pieces in the WhatsApp group, but you're starting to get your sort of feel for your little room and stuff now. I know you said to me you've been doing a lot of decorating and getting, like, your breaking room all done up nice and stuff, haven't you?
I've been moving everything around now. I can't even turn the camera around here. Here we go. They're all they're all going up here now. I haven't got the one-on-ones taken out yet, though. So I've got those mag shelves, those mag frames, and they're actually nailed into the wall. So I need to remove them very carefully before I transition them into the new office. But yeah, they're lovely display pieces, aren't they? And I'm very, very fortunate, and this is pure fluke as well, guys. The Xbox autos from Select 23 that I've got, everyone where it's possible is numbered 6 of.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's 6 of 25. Oh, mate, nice. And that is pure fluke. So I think when I complete that rainbow, if I can swap the flash, which is currently 2 of 5, if I can get that 1 of 6, 1 of 5, yeah. So it adds up to 6, then I'll consider that fully complete. But yeah, no. I think I'll just stick with Sean Waltman moving forward now. He's a cool guy anyway, isn't he? I love listening to him talk about wrestling now. He seems to be surprisingly one of the most level-headed members of the of the clique all these years later.
Yeah, come out the other side, yeah.
Crazy. Chris?
Go on. I'm sure you've got a zinger.
Let's talk some card tricks on Whatnot. So we've just seen that you have done another channel, so like a second channel. What's the aim? Is it to get a channel for sort of each sport, or are you just going to stick with the two? Or
so the idea is to keep our main channel as pretty much the home for wrestling and UFC, unofficially our TKO channel, so to speak. Obviously that's kind of what's got us where we are, but as a business we do have to cater to the other interests, and I have the other interests as well. Do you know what I mean? Me and my son both big football fans, so we want to be able to break football and stuff without diluting it on that channel. So yeah, that's the idea. Obviously we launched the second channel tonight. For the first month it's going to be a bit of a free-for-all. We'll have shows here, there and everywhere just so people get used to the new channel. But then, yeah, after that point, it'll be kind of, these aren't the official names, but like ball games and no ball games, so to speak.
Okay. That's cool. Because your son as well did F1, started doing F1 recently as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's loving that.
Yeah.
I checked in on that just to see how he was getting on. And I was just like in the background, just like listening, really. I didn't buy anything. I was just listening because he was selling, don't get me wrong. And I was just listening just to see, you know, just to give him some support there. And honestly, he did fantastic. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. I expect nothing less. But, he's great.
Yeah, no, he's a good lad, bless him. It makes me very proud. As a dad, sometimes I'll go and grab a drink or a bit of fresh air, and I'll come back and I'll hear him pitch and selling his spots through the door. And yeah, as a sales trainer for the majority of my life, to see that it's kind of through osmosis, I suppose, kind of got settled with him. Yeah, I'm very happy. It means I might be able to get a bit of sleep one day, and I can let him take the reins a bit more.
That's so cool, isn't it?
I guess what I always want to ask you about the card tricks, whatnot. Obviously, you've branched out quite a bit and quite quickly as well. And just talk about some, like, obviously the partnerships. Obviously, you know, we've got on board together and we're kind of doing things together now. But you've actually got lots of partnerships with lots of other people, and you've built up quite a lot of rapport with lots of groups, haven't you, across sort of all sides of the collective, haven't you, really?
Yeah, I think growth only comes from connecting with people, doesn't it, ultimately? My background really is, like I say, it's recruiting and training salespeople, but also on a consultancy level, helping people build businesses. So it's kind of second nature for me to see things from that perspective and what's missing and what kind of needs to be done to grow things. And to me, it became quite apparent that the wrestling collector community is quite contained. So what we've put a strong focus on is bringing wrestling fans to wrestling cards, because wrestling fans are incredibly, incredibly loyal and incredibly committed, and they spend a lot of their disposable income on merch, whether it be figures, you know what I mean, statues, you know what I mean, Funkos, whatever. Typically, stuff that takes up a lot of space. and let's be honest, doesn't really retain any kind of value in the long run. So I think as a wrestling collector, the amount of money that I've spent on stuff over the years that I wish I'd saved and put into like these cards, for example, it's perfect. And plus, do you know what I mean? Take the cards out of it, because I say this to everyone. I say this to everyone on the team all the time. I say it to a lot of our customers and stuff as well. It's not really about the cards. Do you know what I mean? It is more about that community that we're building and giving people that space where they can enjoy the cards. They can enjoy the wrestling. But I think that's kind of a byproduct of everything else that we're trying to establish and build, really. Obviously, we've got a partnership with WrestleCrate, massive established brand in the UK for close to 9 years now, and a lot of other stuff on the horizon as well, which should hopefully open the eyes of the wrestling fans in the UK and beyond that aren't aware of this incredible little world that exists in cardboard boxes. Mm. You know what I mean? Just cardboard boxes and foil packets. You know what I mean? This is so much fun to have. Mm.
I think a testament to you on that, just really quickly, like the one thing I know that you hate the word hobby. Like
I do, yeah.
And like, but that's the thing. You've basically transitioned the word hobby in the UK for cards, for trading cards, not just for wrestling as well, but it is, you've changed it from hobby to community. Mm-hmm. And I think that's ultimately one of the, you know, the shining things that when I think about you and the brand, I honestly think that it's transitioned. I know that it's dual sided as well. I know it's a business, but I know that you want to get the cards into people's hands. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. the goal, is the cards they want, they can get via you. But ultimately the second half of the yin and the yang on that is that you have created this community, and in such a short period of time as well. So it's remarkable, really. If you like, if you break it down to what it has turned into, it's just, you know, so quick, so fast. And what are your thoughts for the future?
Well, I mean, just to comment on what you just said there, Lloyd, you know, I think obviously I'm not going to be completely modest and say that we haven't worked hard. You know what I mean? That isn't a result of hard work, but I think it also emphasizes the need that was there for it. For it to materialize so quickly. You know what I mean? People have been waiting for it. So we never wanted to be them people that pop up once every blue moon and do a break here and there. You know what I mean? Because that's not what wrestling fans want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We want hours of content every single week to force us out. Do you know what I mean? We need that constant. In terms of the future, it is just obviously retain, which you confirmed earlier, our kind of position as the number one for wrestling. I want to set a standard. So, can you hear me?
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. I was doing the bloodline.
I thought he was doing the bloodline. Yeah.
I was bloodlining.
You were acknowledging.
I was acknowledging the tribal chief.
Yeah, obviously, like I say we want to kind of retain that position and kind of set a standard. I appreciate at the moment we're kind of the only party in town, and it probably does make it a little bit more difficult for people to step on the dance floor, so to speak. But I really strongly believe that the work that we're doing and the bring to the hobby, that in the future it makes it a lot more accessible, and we can kind of, we're never going to compete with the kind of coverage that soccer's got in this country, for example, but it'd be nice to have a lot more choice, because I like entering breaks myself, bear in mind. So it'd be nice to kind of see the scene really, really grow in that respect. And also to be able to compete with the Americans. I don't want people sat here complaining about how things cost so much more in this country, and yet they're going and spending money in America. It's kind of counterproductive. We need to kind of club together and get it to a better position for us all over here. And then, we can all have the fun and all get all the biggest cards over here, lads, isn't it? That's the point.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's given that level playing field because, you know, in the past, the only way we could get into breaks was, going to the US. If we wanted to buy a product, you'd have to buy a hobby box for yourself, which was a big gamble. So I think it just really does increase that. And people can then come to you if they want to buy a personal. It just gives people another option there, doesn't it? And in the UK, that's still quite new to us. So it's really good to see.
Yeah, and that's one thing I just wanted to quickly touch on, Jamie, is we've spoken about it a lot of times in the past, like where we kind of get inferior products. Do you know what I mean? And there's so a lot of the UK collectors are not even aware of these American products that are coming out until you get someone showcasing them, like Card Tricks are.
Example, I went to that card show, just as Leaf Metal Wrestling, not Heroes, yeah. Jamie. then when I went to that card show, there was none available. And that same week, you've got Chris from Card Tricks ripping it on his channel.
This is
says a lot about the community. I'm not saying a hobby, the community at the minute. So
I think we're still quite sheltered, aren't we? And we said that when we started this up, we want to break through that a little bit. Yeah.
Well, that's why we're sitting here with Chris from Card Tricks right now. We both have both. Areas have the same goal, have the same thoughts. Yeah. We just want to grow the community within the UK.
Yeah.
We've got different ways of doing it. We're not making any money.
It's nice getting people talking within the group, isn't it? It's what it's there for.
No, but that's ultimately, you're very modest, Chris, but I've got a lot of admiration for what you've done in the last year. It's just it takes a lot of acumen, strength to do this kind of stuff, because it's not only that people, I don't want to say people rely on you, it's because that's too much of a weird way of saying it, but people like you're a trusted area in order to do the next thing, to do the next product, to do this and to do that, where there's nobody else in the UK doing it. I wouldn't say they rely on you, because ultimately there still is the US as a fallback contingent, I would say, but within the community, people do look to you and go, this is what we need, and you are supplying it to them. So great,
I'm glad we can tick that box,
I think just going on that line as well, Chris, you've built up a lot of loyalty as well within the community. You've built up a lot of trust with people, and you reward loyalty as well. People come back to you because you've got good giveaways. And I just want to talk about some of the giveaways you've done recently, and obviously the big one this week, by rewarding people as repeat customers, and what you've done as like a big selling point. So just big yourself up some of the giveaways you've done over the last few weeks, and obviously this massive one you've been running for the past month.
We've got a couple of... I'd consider the standout giveaways at the time we've been breaking wrestling. So we gave away quite a few pairs of tickets for AEW All In last year. We did a big Money in the Bank giveaway where we had a briefcase full of goodies, which is something that we're replicating this year. I'll go into a bit more detail about that in a moment. But yeah, obviously we've got a partnership with superpowertoys.co.uk, who are one of the UK's biggest importers of WWE and AEW figures. So we've given away loads of signed figures and stuff over the time. But also, when was it? Yesterday. It was yesterday, wasn't it?
It was last night.
Yesterday we gave away a box of Impeccable, the new Impeccable, which Chris won. And he hit some bangers in it as well, didn't he? Undertaker to 5.
Yeah,
either to spend rookie auto. So yeah, it's nice. But referring back to my earlier statement, really, I can't just put my hand in my pocket and do that. If the people weren't joining the streams and buying the spots in the previous break, it's one of them. It's a reflection of the support that you guys give us. We've got ourselves, by saying, a really fortunate position where we've got the highest allocation of this stock in Europe. So we literally compete with the US now. So obviously that comes with a few different privileges and stuff like that. Like being able to get all the stock on release day and be able to get the good margins on it before it's completely dead. But I'll say, as opposed to being greedy and just keep that in our pockets. It's nice. It is nice to give back. And obviously from a business point of view, yeah, it does keep people coming back, of course. But ultimately, I mean, it is nice to give back. I mean, you see in the WhatsApp group, the response afterwards, I mean, to seeing that there was, what, 1,500 entries in that competition, in that giveaway.
Yeah. 1,517.
There you go. They could have been a lot of people pissed off and bitter that they didn't win. But also, I think that's just a reflection of the community that we've built once again, that everyone's happy for each other.
Yeah.
We move on to the next one. I'll say we've got another Money in the Bank briefcase this year. Obviously, Money in the Bank is the 6th of July, I believe. So we've got a full replica briefcase, and every week, between now and then, we'll be adding a different prize to the briefcase. And on that show, one winner will take the whole lot.
So cool.
Okay, we'll give some bits and bobs away in the meantime as well. Grease your palms a bit.
More Batista autographs, please.
More Batista autographs. I'll see what we can do. But yeah, if we find something cool that we think you guys will like, and we can fit it in, then yeah, we'll give it away.
Amazing.
Signed belts. Also, you know some of the things that we've got planned moving forward. So there's a lot of opportunities on the horizon, which should hopefully lend to more goodies that we can hand out to you guys as well.
So I guess just sort of finishing up the big topic then, Chris, how can people get involved if they've not found you on Whatnot? You know, where can people find you on social medias? How can they join the WhatsApp community? What sort of groups you got within the community? And just sort of do the final sort of sell, really.
Yeah, so if you go to Card Tricks UK on Instagram, that's probably the best place to start. There's a link in our bio that takes you to our Whatnot page. If you've yet to sign up for Whatnot, you get somewhere between £10 and £200 free credit for registering via our link. There's also a link in the Instagram bio that takes you to our WhatsApp community. And as we touched on before, we've got several different groups in there. So wrestling breaks, football breaks, UFC breaks, a grading group, a group for you guys as well to keep people up to date with the best podcast and only dedicated podcast in the UK for wrestling cards and wrestling card collectors. Square Circle Relics podcast. We did used to have an NFT group in there. We've dropped that one recently.
Got it.
We've got a Raz group. We might reestablish it where we can find a better host.
Yeah, you can run it,
Lloydy.
Just be you. Yeah,
Logan and Gav are doing a good job running some Razes in the Raz group and stuff. So, but the main thing, really, as we have remarked several times throughout the show, is the community in there and just being able to chat and. You see people often educating new collectors on, you know, I mean, this is how the parallels work, this is what you're looking for. That's really the strength, because pulling the curtain back a little bit, that's where you guys kind of do my job for me. You know, I mean, you guys keep each other interested in the cards and the breaks and stuff like that. And I say, just that community, I mean, I don't want to bang on about it too much, but we had... someone dropped in the group the other day that they lost their job, I think it was. And within minutes, I'd had 8 or 9 people messaging me offering to buy them a spot in that night's break. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. To try and cheer them up and stuff like that. And it's heartwarming. And it's really nice to see. So everybody's welcome. Man, woman, I say child, but that sounds a bit strange, isn't it? Any human, please come and join us.
Every human apart from Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, talk about cards, win some cards, show us your cards. And we run a load of giveaways and stuff in the groups and stuff as well, and discount codes. Obviously, we've got our VIP service, which you guys have helped us put an incredible ad together for. We're over 50 members now that are signed up for the VIP service. And I mean, that's just going strength to strength. And we've got something amazing lined up for that for May as well. So make sure you're following us on Instagram and in the group so you can get updates as soon as we release all that info.
And again, Chris has got Aussie set diaries, so there's different days for different breaks, and they're all themed to different names and stuff. So there's a whole calendar there. And he's obviously planned ahead for the future. So there is going to be the watch along for Backlash. So it's going to be at a better time zone, of course, being in France. So that'd be really good. And there is going to be, there's an exclusive code for new buyers and whatnot for that as well. So if you add SCR Backlash to your wallet, that'll get you £5 off your first break with card tricks if you've not used them before. So do check that out. Be a good time of the day. You know, come join the watch along and just enjoy the show, really. So, Chris, anything else you want to add before we go home?
Yeah, I want to say beginner's luck is a massive thing on our channel. It's notorious how much beginner's luck works. If you've never entered a break before, if it's your first time stepping into to wrestling cars, then there's no better time to do it, really, than that Backlash watch along. You're going to be watching the pay-per-view as well. Come and watch it. We're hopefully 60 or 80 of us in there. Get a free fiver and hopefully pull a banging auto to start your journey.
Boom.
That's a way to end it.
Boom.
Lovely. Lovely. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So,
should we send us home?
Chris, do you want to do a few bits your side? Other Southern Chris?
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, no, I haven't got too much to say, to be honest. Cambridge Trading Cards on Instagram and YouTube. Again, I've been a bit lazy. I'm not say lazy. Time restraints. It's been half term.
Yeah.
I've been at jungle gyms and fucking parks and shit. But I got so close to 500 subscribers. I was at 498, and then as I said, I haven't released anything in a while. I'm now back down, so I lost about 6 or 7. I have got a few things planned, but again, it's just trying to figure something out to do with this time thing. So we'll see. Yeah, that's about it from me, Dave.
Well, no, Jamie first.
Jamie.
I've got nothing really to add.
Okay, I'll give the normal spiel. So if you want to find us on Facebook, you can find Squared Circle Reddit's podcast on Facebook. As we've mentioned a few times, we've now got a new group chat within the Card Tricks WhatsApp phase and group. So come join there. We've just started it up. We'll do obviously all the Nook voting and the Liberator stuff going in there as well. So come join that group. Chris, I did do a recording for the Team GB tops box, which I haven't sent over to you. If you want that for the channel,
yeah, we'll send it over.
It might be shite, but you can have it. You can delete if you don't want to put it up. But I got some cool hits on there. Cool. So we'll send that over. If you want to find me, I'm not really on Twitter, but you can look for me anywhere. I'm at Jamie Stocker.
No, wait, is it deleted now?
Yeah.
Well, I did. I replied back to a few things this week. I went back this week, didn't I?
There you go.
So you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram. We're at Square Circle Reddit's Pod on Instagram. Haven't done any posts for a little while, but I will get back into the rhythm of doing it. I say it every time, but I promise I will do some more posts. And that's pretty much it for me. So, Chris, Card Tricks, or Lloydie, which one wants to go first to give your socials?
Well, D underscore Lloydie Boy on Insta. No one fucking
don't
cares. I'm also at CSR Pod on the X as well. But yeah, again, SCR Pod. I get it wrong every fucking time. I do it on purpose just to annoy you.
CSR.
SCR.
Customer Service Representative.
Oh, God. I do it every time. I'm troping myself. Please reach out to us. That'd be lovely. That's it. Chris, socials?
Card Tricks UK, everywhere you can find, pretty much, apart from Facebook. Card Tricks UK 2 as well. Please give us a follow on the second channel. So we've just hit 5,000 followers on our first Whatnot channel. So it'd be nice to catch up on the new channel as well. So, yeah, please give us a follow.
Okay.
Boom. Just before we sign off, next time round, I think it's my time for the top five. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we didn't really know, did we?
Lost track, haven't we?
Go on, Jamie. Have you thought of a top five?
So I have, yeah. Let's do someone who has appeared on the list many, many times. I don't think we've ever done it as a top five, but there'd be some cool cards. Let's do top five Foley cards. Mick Foley.
I thought you were going to say Booker T.
So. no, not Booker D. No, Foley's appeared loads of times. We've had Dude Lovecrop a few times. So yeah, maybe he might appear in the list, but I think Foley's had some cool images over the years. So let's do the faces of Foley to do a bit of light on him.
Okay, cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
All good. All done. Everyone say goodbye. Bye.
See you later.
And fuck John Cena.
And Hook.
Oh yeah, fuck Hook. Yeah. Cock.